Yes, welcome back to the NBA panel. Today I'm joined by Philadelphia 76ers reporter Keith Pompey. Keith, what's going on?
What's popping, man? How you doing?
Everything good, man. The season underway, man. Training camps, preseason games. I love it, bro.
It's that time of year, right?
Definitely. Man, I got to say, it was great running into you at the airport a couple of months ago. I was like, that kid? Like,
I know, right?
That was crazy.
I know, right?
That was crazy. So how's the time at the Inquirer going? You've been there for a while, man. Doing a great job over there.
Oh, thanks, bros. It's going all right. I mean, you know, I've been there for it will be 19 years soon. Yep.
Wow, that's great, man. That's great. Congratulations, man. Great position you found. Definitely.
I think I'm going to be that long.
Ooh. Yeah, you come from a great organization, man. On paper, the last couple of years, we had the Nets, among others, that on paper have been title favorites. But on two different occasions, last few years have been different title winners. I mean, the Bucks, the Warriors, they have something to say about that. But this Sixers team on paper, and you've seen up close right now as training camp has begun and a couple of preseason games, this team is one of the best in the league.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, right now it's funny because we haven't even been able to see, like, what they can really do yet because
– right.
You know, Harden and Embiid and P.J. Tucker only played one game. But the thing is, you look at Tyrese Maxey.
Yes.
The way he's been playing, you know, I mean, if he could keep this up, you know, he's going to be, you know, one of the favorites for most improved. Now, again, it's only the preseason.
Right.
So it changed. But he looks phenomenal thus far.
Yes, you know, Doc want to run the offense to Embiid or Harden, but if Messi continues to play like that, Doc wants to take a look at the roster and be like, okay, if he's on, we got to run through him. If he's in the zone, feed Embiid and Maxey. Like,
exactly, and you know what? That's the thing because there was a video when Doc was saying, you know what, this is not a democracy. And, like,
right.
I tweeted last night, well, if he keeps playing with like this, it's going to have to be one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because he continues to spread that ball around because Max is falling.
Definitely. You guys lost Seth Curry and Danny to injury. But we still have Furkan Korkmaz to shape up some of the three-point shooting. Who else do you think has to step up in that area to help surround Embiid and Harden?
You know what? That's a good one. I think that it's going to be – everybody talks about Furkan, but
yeah.
I also think Milton is going to have a solid year.
Good point.
When I look at Shake, there's only three guys on that team who can get their own shot, like, you know, in the perimeter. And that's Maxey, that's Harden,
right.
And it's Milton. And, you know, we got two guys on starting. So Shake is a guy who could come off his bench and get buckets for you. And I feel like that will be huge for the 76ers if he does that.
Yes, he's got to add a lot of toughness, especially with P.J. Tucker. In your opinion, what does he bring? We know he brings toughness, but I think he also brings a defensive edge that Sixers didn't have. He has that toughness. He can defend the opposing player's best point guard and let Maxey run free and see his energy for offense.
You know what, and that is true. That's true. Like I think that, I think that, you know, when you look at him, first of all, like the fact that he's a role player and he welcomes being a role player. Like
yeah.
He's out there trying to shine. He's out there trying to win and let other people do what they guys do. I think, you know, right then and there, that helps out. Like last night, he didn't score a point. He didn't have, like, an assist. He didn't do that, but he had four offensive rebounds. That basically wowed the crowd. You know what I mean? So
right.
when you talk about that, it's kind of sort of like, wow, like, you know, this guy is the real deal because he didn't do anything, but he still impacted the game.
Definitely. Another player that's going to have to step up is Tobias Harris. We don't know what he can do with capable of. How much of an impact do you think he has to have for the Sixers to have a true title run?
You know what? It's weird. Like, it's also one of them things, like, when we look at it, you know, we have to ask ourselves what type of impact is he going to have because, you know, you look at this team and you say, okay, well, Joel Embiid is going to be the leading scorer. We also what Maxey is going to do, or we think we do,
right,
is just going to have a ball in his hands. So
yes.
I think Tobias is going to kind of sort of be one of them situational things, but there's
right.
going to be games where people aren't really doing well and Tobias is going to be hot. But
right.
then there's other games where they say, Tobias, we're going to need you to get some boards, get some assists, you know, do some of the other things. So, you know, it's hard when you're not day in and day out, you know you're going to get X amount of plays ran your way.
Right. Seeing the team up close in preseason and training camp so far, what do you think about the team? The way James Harden came into camp looking phenomenal, and we all know what he can do. Hopefully he has that Houston burst in him. He has that. Defenses are in trouble.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we're going to have to, I mean, we, you know, we'll have to see. We'll find out
right.
what's going on. But, you know, that's the thing. It's to be continued because, you know, it's like right now it's the preseason. It looks good
yeah.
and all that, and they're bringing them along, like, slowly a little bit, or they did for the
right.
first game. So, yeah, if so, like, we'll see. I mean, if he's that guy that we think he can be in the way he trained
yeah.
this summer, yeah, you got to say that they're gonna do something.
The bench depth for the I think the bench depth for the Sixers got a little bit deeper with the acquisitions that they made, especially Montrezl Harrell. He brings toughness when Embiid sits down to grab boards, and if Maxey's still on the floor, throw outlets all the time. I mean, if he Paul Reed, if he's on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I agree. You know, and the thing about Paul Reed, the one thing that I will say about him is. It's like one of those things where he improved a lot, right?
Right.
And he's going to have a big role. Like, remember before, he was a foul waiting to happen. He hasn't
yeah.
been a foul, right?
Right.
Remember, he just seemed like he was always, like, thinking. Like, a lot of times people, he was more thinking than just doing his, like, just playing. Like, he was
right.
trying not to make mistakes. He was, like, real mechanical at times. And now these last two, and again, I know it's just the preseason, but he's looked good. He's really looked good in these two games. And again, I know it's the preseason, but right now he has 7 steals in 2 games, which is pretty good.
Definitely. Yeah, we just ran off a couple names of players that's products of the NBA G League. What do you think about the G League and the Blue Coast? Because they keep the Sixers ready at all times. They can send players down and bring them back up, bring up when needed.
You know, I think it's pretty good. I mean, you look at a guy last year. I mean, B-ball Paul Reed played there for a little bit.
Right.
Dave Springer's a young guy. He was down there. Charles Bassey was down there. You know, so, you know, when you look at it, you say to yourself, like, the guys who aren't going to get a lot of minutes, you know, with the varsity, so to speak, right?
Right.
I call them varsity. I call the Blue Coast the JV. I mean,
yeah.
it's a good tool for them to get some playing time, you know. And you look at Paul Reed. He was, you know, the G League player of the year when he was down there. So, you know, I feel like it's going to work out well. I mean, it's working out well for the Sixers as far as getting guys play. Even Furkan Korkmaz, Shake Milton. I mean,
yeah.
they all played in the G League, you know.
Yeah, definitely did. There's our mix of Wells Fargo, Wells Fargo Center. Tell us about it for those who haven't been there. Cause I had the pleasure of being there a couple times, and the environment is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's funny because I went there yesterday, and of course for the game,
right.
and I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, like, wow, like they got more fans in here for a preseason home opener. Than they did, like, when they, you know, like, the first 5 years of the season. I mean
right.
first years of the process, so to speak. You know what I mean? So, it's electric. De'Anthony Melton talked about that after the game, about, like, you know, what he heard about the home crowd and how it made him feel. So, yeah, it's a great vibe, man. It really is. It really is.
Definitely. Last year, after the Sixers lost, some people wanted Doc Rivers gone. Reasons I really don't know, but he's been brought back and he has a full roster with great chemistry you can build from the beginning. What do you think about the job he's done so far?
I mean, I think it's been good. I mean, I do think that it's going to be I'm not going to say tough on him, but
right.
I feel when you make so many additions, roster additions, if something goes wrong, people are going to blame Doc.
Right.
If he's right or wrong, like, you know what I mean? If he's right or wrong, I feel like people are going to blame him. But, you know, I feel like now it's like the true thing to tell him because, you know, Doc has always had veteran leaders, like on the teams that were really good, he had veteran leaders, and he has that. And then he also had gritty guys, like, you know what I mean? And he has this one. So I think that, you know, the Sixers could be pretty good, you know, this year. You know, I don't know how far they can go, but this is the team. And unfortunately, like, if he does well, they're like, hey, we got him a great team. If
right.
He does well, then some people are like, oh, maybe we may need to, you know, see something else, you know?
Yeah, man, you said it right because the East is loaded. Everyone's coming back healthy, full strength. It's going to be a battle from one to the play-in. It's going to be it's going to be a battle. But we all know the Sixers are finished. I've made the finish either like 1 through 5, no lower than 5. Hopefully 3, 3, 2, 1. So we'll see. Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I'm with you.
Daryl Morey, we all know the Sixers have great management, and he's about winning. He's not afraid to pull the trigger. We've seen it since he's been there. Talk about the job he's done so far. And agree.
I mean, I think it goes I think it goes hand in hand with what Doc Rivers is doing. You know what I mean? Like Daryl Morey, you know, right there. Like, you know, Doc has been doing he's coaching him. Daryl's one of those things. I feel as if that, you know, right about now is one of those things where, you know, you look at him and you have to say, okay, he got Harden. All right. Okay, he got P.J. Tucker. He got Daniel House. Now, some people are saying Houston East, but all these guys he got are, like, gritty guys. Now, it's one of those things where for even Doc and Daryl, it's, you know, this is a big year for them as far as, like, perception because they got their guys in. So we can all say, yeah, this is a great move, but those guys that he got, they all have to be able to perform. If not, people are going to say, well, how good was the move? You know what I mean?
Right. Definitely, definitely. Keith, thanks for your time. Always a pleasure. Thanks for updating on the team. They'll circle back in the middle of the season, see if we can get you back on. Talk about them again. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, bro. Peace.
Peace. Yes, that was for the 76ers reporter, Keith Pompey. Thanks for joining me. Catch you next time.